From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity. His decision reverses a policy that former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump said on Wednesday that after consultation with my generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. A Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wasn't happy about the method Trump used to make the announcement.
I have a hearing about it, not a tweet. So what I want to do is, Commander-in-Chief has a lot of latitude here. I don't know what the policy proposal is. I don't know why he decided what he did. But I think the right way to do this is have a hearing so you can hear from both sides. Have the Secretary of Defense and generals come before the committee to explain what their recommendations are. Make a reasoned decision about those who are serving as transgender, what happens to them. At the end of the day, I want a strong, vibrant military, but I want to be fair. And the best way to do this is have a hearing, not a tweet.
Another senior Republican Senator, John McCain, who was held as a prisoner of war in Vietnam in the 1960s, chided Trump for making the announcement on Twitter and said his statement was unclear. Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday, almost 6 weeks after he was critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field in Virginia. Scalise is the third highest-ranking Republican in the House. He was shot in the hip when a gunman attacked a group of Republican members of Congress who were taking part in a baseball practice on June 14th. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The Trump administration on Wednesday announced new sanctions against 13 individuals connected to the Venezuelan government and state oil company in an effort designed to dissuade President Nicolas Maduro from implementing a new controversial constitutional assembly. And Russia's deputy foreign minister says Russia will likely retaliate against the United States for its imposition of new sanctions against Russia for interfering in last year's presidential election. On Tuesday, the U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation that also expands congressional limits on President Trump's abilities to ease those penalties. The bill also includes sanctions against Iran and North Korea. The world's AIDS experts are gathered this week in Paris. While promising gains have been announced during the conference, challenges remain. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Gider in northern Cameroon, where identifying and treating HIV-positive mothers and babies remains difficult.
Hundreds of people have gathered here at the Yelwa Junction in northern Cameroon to listen to people living with HIV. In 2016, the government found 7 out of 10 women in the northern part of the country were not visiting hospitals when they were pregnant. The government reports about a third of those who did go to hospitals never showed up for their postnatal visits, even if the woman had tested positive for HIV. The UN Children's Fund estimates that in northern Cameroon, 40% of HIV-positive children do not receive treatment. Health officials say it is important to begin regular ARV treatment as soon as possible after diagnosis. While ARV treatment is provided for free, patients are requested to pay for laboratory tests. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Gider, Cameroon.
Afghan security forces on Wednesday safely recovered 2 Pakistani diplomats weeks after they were abducted in eastern Afghanistan. The men were serving at Pakistan's consulate general in the Afghan city of Jalalabad and traveling back to their country on June 16th when they went missing. No one had claimed responsibility for kidnapping the diplomats. The 2 officials were later handed over to the embassy and were to be flown back to Pakistan to join their families as soon as possible. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.